Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Yesterday, today, and beyond. Man sinned in the Garden of Eden, and the minute man sinned, man died. Well, not the man only, but all humans. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. We are not sinners because we sin. We sin because we are born sinners. We're sinners because we all are of Adam's fallen race. That dark and dismal day, God turned up and declared a plan that would defeat and destroy Satan forever, a plan that would reverse the curse of sin, a plan to give mankind the glorious opportunity to be redeemed. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. Genesis 3 verse 15. For centuries thereafter, sin reigned over mankind, increasing in intensity because at the root of every human is the inclination to sin, to obey the slave master sin. It was bad in the time of Noah. It was horrible in the twin cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. It was terrible in the time of the Babylonian Empire. All throughout human history, it has been sin, horrible sin, and more horrible sin, because the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Jeremiah 17 and verse 9. Then Jesus came. At the appointed time, he came. John referred to him before he came to earth as the Word that was eternal, the Word that created the world. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. The Son of God became the Son of Man, walked the dusty roads of Palestine, doing good, but truly focused on demonstrating the love of God to all humanity as the climax of his coming to work to the earth. All of this was planned down to the finest of details. Nearly 700 years before the Word arrived, there was a prophet who spoke about the conception and birth of the Word. And at the height of his prophecy, Isaiah got a vivid glimpse of what the Word was going to experience as the plan of redemption was executed. Isaiah saw him carry our sins and all that went with sin, like the Lamb that John described, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Isaiah said, "Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." Isaiah 53 verses 4 and 5. So the baby Jesus, whom we celebrate at Christmas, grew up to be a man, and all things came to a head in Jerusalem when he was 33 years of old. The day before the big showdown, Jesus did something out of this world. He had just celebrated the centuries-old ritual called the Feast of the Passover with his disciples when it happened. It happened the day before. Jesus did not teach it. He demonstrated it. He represented what was going to happen the next day, what was promised in Genesis 3, what God had in mind as the only way to deliver humans from the slavery of sin and death sentence. That night he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. Luke 22, verses 19 and 20. That night, the disciples participated in a celebration that was anything but a celebration for them. It was an introduction of a feast that they could hardly understand. That was yesterday. Today, it happened. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5 and verse 8. Yes, my friend, today he died. He died to set us free. He died to redeem us. He died to bring us eternal life, because remember that we were dead in trespasses and in sins. He died to bring the sheep back to the fold, because we all, like sheep, had gone astray. He died to take away the wages of sin and to give us the gift of God, eternal life. He died to fulfill the promise God made to the devil that he was going to wage a brutal and deadly attack against the devil who had plunged the human race into the abysmal caverns of sin and death, and that would be a forever defeat. Jesus died so that we could live. I mean, when he died, he was carrying our sins as the sacrificial lamb. It was effective from that day until the end of time, and it was global. Listen to John sharing the vision he saw and wrote about in Revelation 5, verses 6 to 10. Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God." Revelations 5, 6, and verses 9 and 10. Then he signaled the end of the sacrifice with the immortal words, "It is finished." The assignment was complete, and the gate was now open for the wandering sheep to come home, for the sinner to be made a child of God. It was the beginning of new life in Christ for those who would declare in their hearts that Jesus is Lord, that he is my Lord. So that was the day like today. Nearly 2,000 years ago. Remember the night before Jesus introduced the disciples to the Lord's Supper, and then they were puzzled because it spoke of something they had not yet seen. Well, now we are on the other side of the cross. Now the death has passed, and we do what Jesus said. We do communion as often as we can to celebrate the death of Jesus. Now we don't need anyone to explain it to us, because we now know that Jesus died for our transgressions and sins, and his blood was shed to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. His death brought us life. His death represented real love that God has for us, that he sent his eternal son to earth to die for us. That's love, and that's how it happened. So today, we commemorate his death with all its suffering and anguish and pain. We celebrate the Lamb who laid down his life for us, the sacrifice that was paid for us. We never get tired of celebrating the events of Calvary, because we are on this side of freedom, this side of victory, this side of the redeemed. Yesterday we were lost. Today he died to bring us life, and from now until eternity, we will gladly celebrate the horrific event called the death of Jesus, because that was what he came for, to die so that I could be set free. Right now, I shout, hallelujah, Jesus has set me free.